This is part two of a message that we are studying on hearing the voice of God, hearing and sowing the seed. And last time that we were together, we read through Mark 4 about the parable that Jesus spoke in concerning the sower and the seed and how the sower sows the word. And when we have ears to listen to the Word of God, it can be life transforming. Well, we're going to continue this message today because it's a vital message. It's an extremely important message concerning the kingdom of God. Jesus said, if you can understand this parable, you can understand every parable, because this parable is like the granddaddy of them all. It's concerning the sowing of the seed. And if you sow seed into your life, the seed of the Word of God, it will reap a harvest of blessing for you.
You have to narrow it down, beloved, so that there's one voice. Just one voice. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, because His promises are true. His Word is yes and amen. That's it. You don't have to listen to any other word, because His Word's the best. And He said, whatever your measure is, whatever your standard of measure is, if your standard of measure is the Word of God, then that is what is going to be manifest to you. So you have to narrow it down so it's only the Word. Only the Word. Only the Word. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. Do you understand what that means? The more revelation of the Word you have, the more you get. The more manifestation of the Word you have, the more you get. I have way more blessings in my life now than I've ever had in my whole life. I don't believe as Christians that we downsize in our second half of life. I believe we escalate, supersize, because the measure that you have, you get more of as you go on with God. So if I lay hold of the Word of God, believe that Word of God, only that Word of God, and that becomes my measure, then more is going to be given to me. Now then, if I take that measure and I sow it out, then I get a bigger measure and a bigger measure, so that by the time I'm 100 years old, I'll have so much blessing, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do with it. Even now, I have a hard time managing all the blessings, all the revelation, all the assignments. I have a hard time managing. It says, I'll bless you. I'll open up the heavens and pour out a blessing that you cannot contain. You know, just ask any of our team members. They say, yeah, you know, the container is always full, you know. We need more help, more whatever, because we're so blessed with assignments, because we receive the assignments of the Lord. So He gives us more assignments. We've got so many assignments, we don't know what to do with them all. We give them away to other ministries. We've got so many assignments. I've heard people say, I don't know what to do. I thought, well, you know, here, I'll give you some things to start with. Okay, now he said, the kingdom of God, he's going to say another parable. We're just going to look at another parable. He says, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil and goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows how he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. So he's describing the kingdom. See, if you'll be faithful to sow, the rest takes care of itself. Sow the word, sow the word. I like making daily decrees. I have my little decree booklet, and I like every day making decrees of the Word of God, because the sower sows the word. What do you sow it into? You sow it into your spiritual environment or your realm of influence. You all have a realm of influence. I have this piece of paper. It's just written by hand. It's called My Domain. It's my sphere of influence. It's my stewardship areas that I am responsible for in the Lord. And it includes my family and our ministry team and our partners, our intercessors, our businesses that we have in the different ministry departments. I wrote it all on this piece of paper, and I put a big circle around it. And around that circle, I wrote scriptures such as, you know, my God is a fire around me and glory in the midst of me. And that's over my domain. So then I take my decrees and I proclaim them into my domain every day so that all my domain is blessed. I'm just sowing the word. I'm sowing the word into the spirit. Now it says in Hebrews 11, verse 3, it says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Your life can be framed by the word of God. When my husband and I were making a very strategic move in our lives, we moved out of the west coast of British Columbia, the Lord, because we'd been raised there, we got married there, we had our children there, we launched our ministry there. We were there for 27 years, and the Lord spoke to us and told us to move to Kelowna, which was 4 hours' drive away from where we lived, and to connect with Wesley and Stacey Campbell there. And he said, I want you to make this move. You're going to release your church. You're going to, change the way that you work with your team because I need you to move there. When God gave us that word, we said yes, but then we sought him for his word, his promises. He gave us the promise, and we started proclaiming them every day. I had about 15 verses of scripture that were all promises of blessing for the move, and I sent them forth ahead to Kelowna before we ever moved there. And I said, God, I'm building a framework in the spirit with the promises, with the word that you've given, and I'm going to sow it as seed into that realm so that when we move, we're going to walk into the framework of that blessing. Amen. It did the same when we moved down here. We're enjoying every single promise that God has given us. We're enjoying. Why? Because we sowed the word. We went to bed, woke up, went to bed, woke up, went to bed, woke up. And it just started bearing and sprouting and blessing. And we're living in the fullness of what we believe for. You see, I believe this. I'm not just saying this. I've lived this for years. I live by this word. Every year, we've increased more and more and more. Why? Because God's word is faithful. None of us in ourselves, without Christ's blessing in our life, none of us deserve it. It's a free gift that we've been blessed with because of Jesus. Amen? And his word is eternal. This is called kingdom living. Jesus is saying, this, the kingdom is like unto this. The kingdom is as simple as sowing the word. It's as simple as that. He told the one granddaddy parable, then he tells this one, and right after he tells the third one. He says, it's a parable of the mustard seed. And he said, how shall we picture the kingdom of God? He's trying to give us a picture of the kingdom of God. How many of you want to live in the kingdom of God? How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. Wow, one of the smallest, tiniest little seeds. It's also one of the hardiest. The word of God is the hardiest seed ever. It's eternal, uncorruptible seed. Amen? The mustard seed is so hardy that if you were to plant it many feet under the ground, it would find a way to rise up. You could put a slab of pavement over the top of it, and if it couldn't break through and bust through that pavement, it would build it around it, but it would find a way to grow because the mustard seed is hardy. It might be small, but it's a small, hardy, incorruptible seed that just finds its way. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Just this tiny little seed, but it's hardy. And when it sprouts, it grows up bigger than the other plants, even has branches that the birds nest in and live in. Others will nest in your branches when the promise of God manifests within your life. That's why Jesus said to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory.
Have a good day.
You too.
The sower sows the word. Do you understand that you can build your framework? You can build your future with the word of God. Whose voice are you listening to? Be careful what you listen to. Listen to the word of God. Get immersed in the word of God. Go for it in the word of God this entire year, every single day. Read the word of God every single day. Delight in that word. Believe that word. Believe it. Believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Say, that's mine. That's my promise. God said it. Now, in John 15, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. You sow that word into your heart. You get those promises sown into your heart. Then when those become alive to you from the presence of the Lord, based on that which he makes alive to you, you can ask anything according to that promise and it will be manifest. Now, you're all excited about it now, but what if the enemy, as soon as you leave here, says, you know, it can't be that good. You see, that's the first ground, right? The seed that got sown on the rocky ground. You leave here and listen to the enemy's lie. This is, oh, that can't work. You know, it might sound good, but, you know, you tried it before. It doesn't really work like that. You know that. And right away, the seed is gone out of your heart. Or maybe you receive it with joy. You receive it with joy, but then you think, well, I'm just going to believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. And the next day, your body gets assaulted with weakness. He said, I thought the joy of the Lord was my strength. I claimed that promise. I've been proclaiming it. I sowed it into my life. And how come I feel so weak? I'm supposed to have joy. And I feel depressed. I'm supposed to be strong, but I feel weak. And you listen to the affliction. And you listen to the voice of the trial instead of listening to the word. You've got a choice right at that point. Do you believe the word or do you believe the lie? Do you believe what is of God or what is not of God? You have to choose. Or maybe you get a promise, say, oh, I'm going to be like Elijah. I'm going to make this awesome sacrifice just like he did. I just emptied my bank account. I emptied my bank account for you, God. And I open the heavens and pour out dollar bills every day. And then all of a sudden, the cares of the world come in. You get a letter in your mail tomorrow. It says that you owe some extra money because of this or that or the other. You say, oh no, oh no, oh no. And you get all anxious because of the cares of this world. Do you think God's too small to handle a problem like that? You should be rejoicing, saying, what a perfect timing to have sowed that seed yesterday. Perfect. I need it now more than ever, but I already sowed into my miracle. You know why you would respond like that? Because you listened to the word. You're careful who you listen to. You didn't listen to the affliction or the cares of the world or the concerns of life. You listened to the word of God and only the word of God. And he says, and if you're a person that listens only to the word of God and you sow that word into your life and you keep sowing it and becomes your internal reality, you don't accept anything but what the word says will manifest in your life, then he says, you will have it. You will have it. 30, 60, 100-fold. 30, 60, 100-fold. Glory to God. You see, you always reap more than you sow. Always. Plant a bean seed in the ground, you'll get more than one bean. Always. So be careful what you're listening to, because by the measure that you have of the word of God and what you sow, it'll be measured back unto you, and more will be given besides. So do you want it from the word? Or do you want it from the other? Oh my gosh. I tell you, there's a incubation anointing in here tonight. I just see the seed of the word of God going out, and it's being incubated within your hearts. It's going to grow very quickly within your hearts. And some of you tonight are going to make the most amazing stand for the Lord in your life. Some of you are going to grab a hold of the promises God gave you years ago regarding your loved ones. Some of you are going to get a hold of the promises that God gave you regarding your destiny, regarding what he's called you to do in this life. And you're going to dust all the dust off of it, and you're going to get rid of the thorns and the thistles that entangle it, and you're going to shake it all off. And you're going to say, I'm only going to believe what you told me that you would do. I'm only going to believe. And you'll believe for miracles. You're going to believe for miracles. Amen? And if you will believe, that word will manifest. Sow it. Decree the promises. Right now, our ministry, I showed you the picture earlier, but our ministry is believing for a building. And it's like, you know, because we believe the word concerning sowing and reaping, we acted on it. And so last May, when we were starting to think about moving into the building project, up came this need to build a home for orphans. We need $100,000. And so instead of believing for ourselves, we took the seed, because I said to God, I said, I want to build that orphanage. In fact, I even told the missionary, we're going to build that for you. I said, we're going to build that for you. I'm promising that we will build you the orphans for the children to get them out of the child soldier situation where they were being oppressed. I'm telling you, we're going to build that for you. And I committed myself. I didn't have a cent. I didn't have any money, but I knew God had seed. Right? And he said that he will supply seed to the sower. And I said, God, I'm standing on your word. Why? Because I believe that word. I believe that word. And so I took that word and I said, God, and I would pace. I said, God, I'm believing for seed to sow. I call that orphanage built. I call those things that are not as though they are. I call little children safe and sound in your loving arms. I call it in Jesus' name. And just like that, it manifests. The fastest building we've ever raised finance for. It just came like that. And then it was just within a month, another need came up to buy a house where girls that were involved in the sex trade in Thailand could get back into Cambodia and be taught. And they needed $500,000 to build that house. And I said, Lord, we've got to have seed to sow. We've got to help them get that house. We can't know about this need and not do anything about that. And we needed our own building. But that need was more pressing. I said, God, I'm sowing into this. But I need seed to sow because we didn't have any. We drained everything to send the, you know, put the 100,000 aside. And so we just, you know, believe for seed to sow into that. And God gave us the seed to sow. In fact, when I started telling everything up from the money that came from the different directions and some of the money that we shared with people about the need and then they sowed in from their own church and that, it was over $250,000 that we were able to release. And the building is now completely paid for. Completely paid for. And then we had a missionary family that was called to go out to the mission field, but they needed a home in Africa. And they didn't have any money for the home. And we believed for seed. And we trusted God. And we were able to put them in a house. You see, we're sowing into our house. Why? Because I believe the word. Because of the word. It's not just an action. Do you understand? It's the word has power in it to produce itself. And then there was about, I think, three or four different ministries that we know. I keep sowing into people's building projects right now. Because we're believing for money into a building project. And so we just, every time someone would email me and say, could you sow some money into our building project? I'd say, you bet. I'd call Rhonda and say, write another check. Send it off to them immediately. They need help for their building project. But I knew that it was seed that was being sown. Well, now we needed $800,000 to build our building. It's not very much. But we've got 30, 60, 100-fold. Hello? And we're talking about, we've sown probably, you know, all added up in that, over $250,000 in just a few months. So 30, 60, 100-fold, hello. We've got enough to build this building plus the next one.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Now, I believe that. Yes. See, I believe that because the Word says so. Yes. It's an internal reality. That's why when people said, well, are you sure you want to build in the midst of a recession? I thought, absolutely. Couldn't be a better time. Well, you know, ministries are kind of suffering a bit. Well, I just live by the Word. The Word never suffers. The Word's not suffering. Do you believe that God can do anything, that all things are possible if you only believe? See, I'm operating on the promises God has given me. What promise has He given you? Get a hold of the seed of the Word of God and declare it into your domain. Decree the Word of God. Decree the promises of God every single day into your domain and watch everything mushroom into blessing. It cannot fail. Amen? Now, some of you have been listening to the wrong voice. You think, wow, my life is nothing but trouble. Everything goes the wrong way. Everything's negative. Nothing works out. It's probably because you're listening to the wrong voice. You know the Word of God, but when other problems come up, you choose to listen to the problem voice instead of God's voice, right? So every time a situation comes up, you act on the Word of God from this time forward. Amen? How many of you would like a crop failure of negativity right now? How many of you would like a crop failure of anything that you thought that was wrong and anything that you said that was wrong? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Father, I just pray over this seed for anyone feeling led to sow into this building project right now. I pray over the seed that it'll be holy kingdom seed. And that as it's planted, that it will yield the harvest of 30, 60, 100, and even up to 1,000-fold increase according to Deuteronomy 1:11. In Jesus' name, because we're listening to your voice, Lord, because we believe. And I thank you, Lord, they'll come back to every single person in Jesus' name. Just feel free, ushers, if you want to receive that offering. That's great. Okay, now I want to pray for you. And those of you that are watching by webcast also, we just want to say hello to you. And it's wonderful to have you with us. But this word is an eternal word, and it's a word for all the people all the time. Whatever your situation is right now, you can have breakthrough in this year by simply sowing the word, by simply sowing into your situation. If you want to overcome, let's say depression has been a problem in your life for many years, how many of you would like to have a depression-free life? Then you believe only the word concerning the well-being that God has promised you. Is that more real? Or does the enemy come to you and say, yes, but you don't understand. I've got a health condition. Oh, you don't understand. I've got a blood chemistry. You know, you have to silence every other word and say, no, my God is big and He can use anything. He can use things that adjust the chemistry or whatever. He can do a supernatural miracle, but you just have to believe His word. You can't say, but. Say, I'm going after this. I'm going after this with all my heart. I'm going to have victory upon victory upon victory this year because I'm believing the word of God. Amen? Anyone getting anything out of this word? I expect everyone in here to have the most amazing year ever because you listen to the word of God. Amen?
Are you ready to live a kingdom life for the rest of your days? You can. It's simple. Get into the Word of God. Read the Word of God every single day and believe it just for what it says. Read the words of Jesus and believe everything that He says. Because if you hear His Word and it becomes that internal reality to you, you believe that Word, then it'll be measured to you. It'll be manifest within your life. Wow, what a way to live. You know, we have more teachings on this subject that we would love for you to devour. Listen to the teaching of the Word of God every day until it gets inside of you, until your mind is transformed. Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God in parables, like the sower sows the word, and the kingdom is like a seed, and the kingdom is like a man who plants a seed. He makes it very clear that to live kingdom, it's about what you sow. So I want to encourage you this week to sow the Word of God. Sow the Word of God mightily within your domain of influence, within your realm, and watch the blessing of the Lord come back. I want to invite you to come back again next time. But in the meantime, remember this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really loves you. Really does.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
What? No, I can't do Thursday. No. I have Haley's recital. I don't understand what the problem is. No, you don't understand.
No puedo. ¿Qué más puede pasar?
Me estoy volviendo.
This is really good, babe. Just keep it coming.
Submit your work to the 2011 New Media Fest. Go to christianfilmfest.org.
Try less anger.